For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If Democrats want to derail President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, they'll probably need the vote of Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a supporter of reproductive rights. Now, she has praise for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's resume.
Judge Kavanaugh is clearly a judge with impressive credentials and extensive experience.
Democrats have been focusing on a law review article Brett Kavanaugh wrote in 2009. It said a president should not face criminal investigation while in office and instead be impeached for wrongdoing. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is suspicious.
No investigation of a president.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin said he had no issue with the article and he was going to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
President Trump landed in Brussels for the annual NATO summit, ready to deliver a tough message to European allies about defense spending.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little.
Ahead of his arrival, the president tweeted his frustration, saying in part, many countries in NATO, which we are expected to defend, are not only short of their current commitment of 2%, which is low, but are also delinquent.
We will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Trump administration will not meet the court-ordered deadline to reunite children under age 5 with their immigrant parents. ACLU attorney Lee Gilleritt says a federal judge will keep close track of the government's progress.
The judge made crystal clear that these deadlines, in his words, were not aspirational. They are hard deadlines.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Despite the changes going on in the British government, President Trump is said to be looking forward to his visit to London on Friday. John Clemens has more.
President Trump is said to be looking forward to his working visit to London with Prime Minister Theresa May. First, it was David Davis stepping down as Britain's Brexit minister. Then Foreign Minister Boris Johnson resigned, replaced by Jeremy Hunt, who spoke about his new duties.
My principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand four square behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Tropical Storm Chris has strengthened into a hurricane as it begins to move away from the East Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. The center of the storm was located 200 miles east-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and was moving about 10 miles per hour towards the northeast. Tropical storm force winds extended 90 miles from the center of the storm, and hurricane force winds extended 15 miles. There are no coastal watches or warnings in effect, though the National Hurricane Center said life-threatening swells could reach mid-Atlantic states. On the forecast track, Hurricane Chris was expected to move northeast, well out to sea, away from the U.S. coast, though it could make landfall as a tropical storm Thursday or Friday in Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.